This is Akashwani, the news, read by Nishit Kumar. Parliament has passed the Bankers' Books Evidence Bill 2026, with the Rajya Sabha approving it today. The Lok Sabha has already passed the bill. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman moved the bill, which aims to modernize the legal framework to meet the requirements of the present banking system. The bill seeks to provide a law relating to evidence with respect to bankers' books and to align it with the contemporary digital banking practices. The bill also has a provision that an electronic or digital record of the banker's book will be admissible, valid and legally enforceable as evidence. Meanwhile, the Rajya Sabha has taken up the Taxation and Other Laws Amendment Bill 2026 for consideration and return. The bill seeks to amend the Payment and Settlements Systems Act 2007, the Income Tax Act 2025 and the Finance Act 2026. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman moved the bill. Earlier, Upper House witnessed multiple adjournments following uproar by opposition members over several issues, including alleged police action during students' protest over the NEET matter. The Lok Sabha has passed the Tribunals Reforms Bill 2026. The bill aims to improve efficiency, ensure independence, transparency and uniformity in the qualifications, appointment of service of chairpersons and members of various tribunals, as well as the administration and functioning of the tribunals. When the House reassembled after the second adjournment at 2 p.m., Union Law and Justice Minister Arjun Ram Meghwal moved the bill amid ruckus by the opposition members. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla today made a personal appeal to the floor leaders to cooperate in the smooth functioning of the House. During the Business Advisory Committee meeting held at Parliament House, Mr. Birla made an emotional appeal to floor leaders to allow the House to function, to take up question hour and participate in the discussion on key bills. Union Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju today said the government is ready for a detailed discussion in Parliament regarding the recent student protests and related issues. Speaking to reporters at the Parliament premises after the Business Advisory Committee meeting, Mr. Rijiju appealed to opposition to allow the Lok Sabha to function so that Home Minister Amit Shah can make a statement about the students' protest and address all concerns raised by the opposition members. The ongoing Har Ghar Tiranga campaign is gaining significant momentum across the country, inspiring citizens from all walks of life to come together in a collective celebration of India's national pride and spirit of unity. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has appealed to citizens to participate in and celebrate the campaign through Tiranga Yatras, Tiranga rallies and mass singing of Vande Mataram, and to hoist the Tiranga and upload a selfie on harghartiranga.com. The students' agitation in Jharkhand over alleged irregularities in recruitment examinations entered its 17th day today. Police today used water cannons as students protesting alleged irregularities in recruitment examinations marched towards the state's assembly in Ranchi. The protesters are demanding cancellation of the JSSC CGL examination and a CBI probe into the alleged irregularities. The government claims that most of the students' demands have been accepted, but the protesters remain firm on their key demands. Prime Minister Narendra Modi met the medalists of the Commonwealth Games 2026 at his residence in New Delhi yesterday. During the interaction, the medal winners shared their experiences from the Games with the Prime Minister. Mr. Modi emphasized that prestige is not gained merely by cutting ribbons, but by playing with the spirit of a young student or an aspiring athlete. He encouraged the athletes to enhance the prestige of Khelo India.
स्पोर्ट्स व्यवस्था एक बात है, लेकिन देश मेडल तब प्राप्त करता है जब देश में स्पोर्ट्स कल्चर बनता है। दोस्तों, आपने बहुत बड़ा काम किया है, देश का नाम रोशन किया है, आपको मैं बहुत बधाई देता हूं और आप विश्वास कीजिए, आगे भी आप विजयी होंगे।
Talking to weightlifter Saihom Mirabai Chanu, the Prime Minister said that her victory serves as a tremendous inspiration for future generations. Chinese authorities have evacuated more than 1 million people from eastern China, including Shanghai, as Typhoon Dolphin made landfall. The typhoon brought heavy rain and disrupted transport across the region. Nearly 1,000 flights were cancelled in Shanghai today. Authorities have downgraded Dolphin to a tropical storm. The benchmark domestic equity indices ended nearly flat today. The Sensex rose 43 points to close at 78,542 and the Nifty added 13 points to settle at 24,584. And with that, we end this news bulletin.